Within the boundaries of one of Northwest Louisiana's larger cities, you'll find an old fort. It was this outpost around which today's city grew. And the history shared here reveals much about life from the 1700s and 1800s. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Fort St. John Baptiste was a location on the frontier where people came to trade and possibly settle. This site has an important distinction.
We're the first permanent European settlement in the Louisiana Purchase.
Jeremy McCormick says when the Spanish took over control of the fort in the 1760s, they began to focus on building the town.
The Spanish came in a really developed downtown Natchitoches. The French were very much more spread out. And so the Spanish actually come in and consolidate downtown Natchitoches, but they were very, very good at that.
The French eventually acquired these lands once again and sold their claim to what we know as the Louisiana Purchase to the young United States, whose men eventually made their way to occupy this old fort around 1803.
We don't really have any very good records of what's going on until the Americans come in and report that there was nothing left usable.
So they built Fort Claiborne, perhaps a quarter mile away, a site today covered by the city of Natchitoches. This fort was on an important route that linked the French to the Spanish-held lands just west of here. In fact, the Spanish settlement of Los Adias was just a few miles from here, and that trip required one to cross an international border.
There's evidence even in 1719, 1720, there is an established road between us. Think of it like a state highway where you stop at one state and begin at another. Later, we see evidence that they actually erected stone pillars to demark the point on the Rio Hondo, which is the waterway that separates us. That's the border.
That international border was just 7 miles to the west of this site. Today, the recreation of Fort St. John Baptiste is a place people can explore the many nations and cultures who have called this area home. Traveling the countryside in Natchitoches, Louisiana, I'm Andrew McRae.